Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It is the morning shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are your headlines before you head out. Blue Jays won Game 5 of the World Series last night, 6-1. So now they're up in the series, 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow. Going across the border for this one. First pitch is set for 8 o'clock. The Hawks beat the Nets last night in Brooklyn, 117-112. However, Trae Young left the game with a sprained right knee. They're going to play again tomorrow night in Indiana against the Pacers. Pregame is set for 6:30 here on 92.9 The Game. The Lions signed Aiden Hutchinson to a four-year, $180 million extension. 141 of that is guaranteed. And Lamar Jackson makes his return tonight as the Ravens take on the Dolphins in Miami for Thursday night football.
Scary stuff with Trey. It looked really bad, real quick, and
yeah.
They have said that it's not. They don't think it's an ACL, but they're gonna do
imaging.
An MRI.
Yeah,
I'm very worried.
Will we hear today?
I think you could hear. I keep thinking today's Friday for some reason. I think you could hear. Probably by tomorrow morning, maybe tonight, but I'm not sure.
I'm curious to get Dylan's take on this too. What's the long term plan? Like, if Trey is to miss a month, what's the long term plan at that spot? In your opinion, what's the best option?
Keaton Wallace is really all you got. I mean, Dyson will take over. I think Dyson probably. I don't know. They probably just start Keaton. If I'm honest,
that's crazy.
I know it sounds
that's crazy.
Because if you remember last year, Dyson took over majority of that role.
Right.
He took over big help into that role. So maybe that's something they go to. But honestly, I think they have a certain belief in Keaton, and I think they probably would just go with him and not try to shake the lineup and the rotations up too much, because I think Quinn Snyder has the rotations to a point where he likes it. So I think they just throw Keaton in that role, if I'm honest. I know it doesn't sound great, but honestly,
I think that's where they go. I think back to the Kobe Bufkin trade, and I'm like, dude, this has got to be worst-case scenario.
Oh, yeah.
As far as that goes, because you're like hoping Kobe can, you know, develop into something.
But right. If they want Kobe, they can just go pick him up. I mean, he got released.
Did he?
So.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I will say this, though, and of course, everybody's body is different, and everybody responds to things differently, and all those sort of things. But the way Trey was moving after he got hurt, the way he was able to bounce around a little bit, and he did go back in the game for a very short period of time, but he did go back in the game and try to play through it.
Yeah,
that makes me feel like it is just a sprain. Now, again, we don't know how bad the sprain is, but it does make me believe that there is the ligaments, ACL, MCL, probably are intact, and it is just a bad sprain. So I feel optimistic because of what I saw after Trey got hurt, but still, it is very scary.
I feel like running the point in basketball in the NBA has got to be the worst, maybe the worst position in sports to have an ACL sprain.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're just not cutting hard. You're not doing, like, that's rough. Like, I feel like some sports you can get away with an ACL sprain. That ain't one of them, and that definitely ain't the position.
No. And especially with Trey's game, too. I mean, his game is so predicated on, you know, obviously, a lot of people talk about Trey's range and his shooting, but his game is very much predicated on being able to take somebody off the dribble, break them down, get by them, and get to the rim with that float or kick it out to the perimeter. His game is very much predicated on that, too.
It's so early in the season for this to be happening.
I know, dude.
Way too early.
It just, ugh.
Well, in other news, the Falcons will play the Patriots this weekend. They will go on the road, head up north to the crispy, crispy air up there. Pre-game with Mike. Yeah, pre-game with Mike and Bo starts at 11 on 92.9 The Game. We did hear from Raheem earlier, but you two have been looking at the matchups. Where's your eye going right now?
They got good players, but I think what's crazy to me about it is they have good players that have not been great in other systems, to be honest, that are really playing hard and at a high level. And I know that, you know, I know, Bo, you were watching Robert Spillane. I'll let you touch on him as well, but I just look at some of these other guys and, you know, Christian Ellis is a guy. I know Caden talked about him, and I think he was on Dukes and Bell yesterday talking about his brother. This is a guy that you just – like, all these players have been other places. Aside – and Milton Williams, remember, we wanted Milton Williams in the offseason. Milton Williams is a guy, obviously, that, you know, we wanted, so it's not like that was a bad thing. He's been multiple places. But some of these other guys – we talked about Jaylen Hawkins yesterday, Carlton Davis. Like, you've kind of got all these players. It's a mismatch. And all of a sudden, they play with Mike Vrabel, and they're a pretty good unit, pretty good group.
It'd help if I turn my mic on. They're doing things that you know, he's got guys that he's had before too. I mean, Robert Spillane is a guy that was in Tennessee at one point in time. But like, I saw him; they're using him, and he was moving all over the field from that middle backer spot. It was kind of crazy. I didn't realize that he had the range that I saw him have. You know, Harold Landry's a guy. Where'd he come from? Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Milton Williams is a guy up front that literally was probably the best defensive interior player that Philadelphia had last year. Jalen Carter was great. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Jalen Carter was great. But go back and look at last year and who would, you know, you can say that Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and Milton Williams all played off each other. Milton Williams was a splash guy last year.
Yeah, I agree.
As we were talking about, you know, Falcons offense versus Patriots defense, I do want to play some audio from Zach Robinson. He spoke with the media yesterday, and he did talk about the criticisms that were too predictable.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, again, I can't answer for that. You know, I think we have plenty of good stuff that we put on tape. Obviously, we talk to opposing coaches after games, and we get intel from them, and they give us some good feedback in terms of, you know, the difficulty that it can be to defend the scheme. Now, again, if we have the results that we've had the last couple of weeks, we scored 10 points, of course, you're going to be susceptible to the outside noise. So we know we have a ton of different mixtures in the run game, pass game. We've got good complements to everything that we do. Again, nothing has really changed from the times we've played well. You know, it just so happens we've had, you know, a couple bad games that have kind of watered that down.
I have thoughts.
Share.
Well, and here's the thing. And I know that a lot is made of, hey, we got to play better up front. There's no question this offensive line has got to play better. They've not played up to their standard. I guarantee you, when they go in the film, they're sick to their stomach. But there's also this thing where I'm listening to Zach talk, and he's talking scheme. He's talking, you know, what other coaches are saying. The problem is that in that moment, the guys that they are trying to block know exactly what you're trying to do. And when that is happening, that is really hard to actually sustain a block. That's why you see the stuff come out that we're 31st, this, that, and the other. So I understand what he's meaning. He's like, hey, just go make your block. Mm-hmm. But in the moment, if you're a defensive lineman and you're lined up across from Matthew Bergeron and you know that every single block in the run game that Matthew Bergeron makes is the same exact block, you're going to be better off trying to defend against that block. Hey, I'm going to string this out a little bit, then I'm going to swim move back to the inside. So I understand what Zach is saying. He's like, well, just go out there and block. You know, it's a difficulty. Hey, we got, but when we run this scheme and we run it correctly, it's really, really good. But in the actual inside of that, if I'm a center, it's like Ryan Neusel's got to climb the linebacker. Well, when the linebacker knows exactly what you are doing, when Bijan takes off at a 45-degree angle to his left and all of a sudden he's downhill, then yeah, like I think that's going to be a difficult block. I'm not saying he can't get it done or that he shouldn't get it done, but at the same time, Zach Robinson's got to do his part in trying to help these guys not make the same exact block every freaking time you run the ball.
Yeah, I I'm not going to disagree with you. You know way more about the schemes, fits, and the tendencies and how hard it is to make these blocks than I ever will. Like I'm going to listen to what you say about that kind of stuff and take it and use it as a good thought process of what I'm thinking of what I'm going to come with. What I'll tell you is it's and you know this, and I'm not saying this necessarily to you, but to really everybody, it's obtuse to say it's all Zach's fault. He gets the blame, but last time I checked, the run game coordinator is Dwayne Ledford. Last time I checked, the scheme that we use in the running game is Dwayne Ledford's. So I'm not taking up for Zach or absolving him at all. Please don't take it that way. But I said this earlier in the week. I'm gonna say it again. When they go into that room to game plan, Zach Robbins is in an office in a dark corner with a one little desk lamp on, going up, you know, drawing plays up. You know, you've got Michael Petrie, the running back coach, in there. You've got Dwayne Ledford in there. You got T.J. Yates in there. You got D.J. Williams, the quarterback coach, in there. You've got Ken Zampezi, the offensive analyst.
Is he pass game coordinator now, or is that Bourbonich?
That's Bourbonich. Bourbonich, I believe, is the pass game coordinator. All those guys, their job is to do all that together. Now, look, Zach's the guy calling plays, and it falls on him. So I'm not absolving him at any way. And then ultimately, it's his head, just like it's Raheem's head. And Raheem should have his ass in there, too. He should be in there, too, because he's a part
of
this as well.
He's been a pass game coordinator.
He has been a pass game coordinator. He's been a wide receiver coach. He's been a DC. He knows, too. And I'm not saying he's not. I believe they all are. But they got to marry this. The other thing that's really killing this team, as much as you're not getting a rhythm, because you've had the ball to the tune of 49 minutes the last two games. They've had the ball to the tune of 70-plus. Mm. You don't win football games that way in the NFL, and you really don't when you're a rhythm-based offense predicated on the run game.
And I agree. You got to convert on third down. You can't go 3-3 and outs in the first half. Like, that's going to lead to a bad time possession battle.
Well, I know Bo and Mike have more on the Falcons offense, Patriots defense, and we've got more from Zach Robinson as well. So we're going to get back into this. But today I want to remind you to join Dukes and Bell for a special edition of their show as they broadcast live from Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. Come on in, stock up for the weekend while joining Dukes and Bell as they preview the week's biggest college and pro football matchups. That's Dukes and Bell live today, 2-6 at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. Coming up, we're going to zoom out on the NFL, take a look at Thursday Night Football. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odd.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We're about to go in the huddle, but I want to remind you that Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
We need to talk.
Yeah.
We need to talk. We have to talk about something in here. And I'm just going to go ahead and get this out on the table, okay?
Okay.
Yesterday, you posted a video. It was a little bit intense.
What?
A little bit intense for me. It was a little bit intense for me, okay? You have three dogs.
Yes.
One of them had a birthday yesterday.
Nora turned 13.
And there was a full-out, straight-up party. Like, enough that I think my five-year-old would be jealous.
There was a pinata. What was going on.
A doggy pinata?
It's a unicorn, but it's a pinata hanging from our chandelier right now.
I mean, I gotcha. I guess I'm giving you kudos / asking if this happens every single time there's a dog birthday at your house.
Listen, that was a low-key birthday party.
Stop it.
Low-key?
You should see Han and Chewie's first birthday party. Like, the entire kitchen was decorated, dinosaur balloons, like...
Grant just seems like the ultimate dog dad, too.
He is.
Like, he just seems like he's like, yes.
At that point, is it not more for you than the dog?
Of course it's for us. Nora has no clue she's 13 years old.
Yeah, but I mean.
13.
But, like, she probably knows once a year that, you know, y'all act a little bit ridiculous for her.
Probably. But Christmas.
The balloons, that's a bit, I mean, what are we doing?
Does she pop balloons?
No.
My parents.
She can bounce them on her nose.
She did have like a glitter like runner across the table last night, a sparkly runner. It was so cute.
She's playing Keepy Uppy.
She's playing Keepy Uppy with the nose of the balloons. Keepy Uppy was fun, man.
Hey, playing Keepy Uppy, man. That's good stuff. I mean, like, look, I was like, man, do they do this every time they have a dog birthday?
100%.
And you said that's low-key.
That was a very low-key birthday party for a doggie in our house. Yeah, that was low-key.
Do you know other people that do that for their dog? We tried to, like, put a happy birthday cone hat on Charlie. He was immediately ripped it off. He was like, I'm done. I was like, okay, well, here's a treat.
For my first dog, Teddy, for his second birthday party, I mean, I had it at a park. Other dogs came, and, like, I got it catered.
Stop
what?
It.
What?
I did by Subway. And okay, I baked right, a puppy dog
intervention.
Cake.
Intervention.
I thought you were going to that's too far. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, PetSmart catered it.
I'm sorry. That's great. I'm sorry. That is way too far.
No, Subway
we
catered.
We have to have a talk.
I baked a cake. It was amazing. You got to celebrate.
Okay.
Yeah, let's have a nice private celebration. I don't think we need to go to a dog park. I mean, you know, boy. Yeah.
Is it a little too dainty?
You know what?
Do we need to get to the NFL?
Yeah.
You know a guy that has one of those, like a dog park thing? They should really get.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They should really do like, they should really like expand and do like VIP like little rooms
yeah,
for
Fetch.
Like. Yeah,
which used to be co-owned by Garrett Reynolds. I think he got out of it, but
they
former
should,
offensive lineman.
They should
Garrett
do
Reynolds.
Like I'm gonna charge our guy, but he needs to do like VIP rooms and stuff for like
there
birthday
go.
Parties.
First client would be Grant McCauley. I tell you that.
Well, depends on the time of the year.
I don't know, man. I'm sure they have a package for. I don't know. That's way too much dog birthday talk. It is what it is.
All right, we're getting back into sports now.
Is that your sports voice? Wow.
Oh, man.
Lamar Jackson will make his return tonight as the Ravens take on the Dolphins in Miami for Thursday night football. Is there any chance that Baltimore can make a run at the playoffs at this point, Mike?
Okay, I see what you're doing. I'll give Dylan a little bit of credit on this. I tried to say that Baltimore was cooked, and they still might be, but the door with Lamar coming back might be open. Now, their defense needs to continue to improve. That's very clear, but yeah, I mean, maybe I hit the panic button a little bit early. That's all right.
Can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
Their upcoming schedule with Lamar back, kind of a cakewalk.
Exactly. I think you pointed that out 3 weeks ago.
They could easily go on a 5-game win streak right here.
Remind me what their record was with Lamar.
Oh. When did Lamar go out?
I'm trying to think.
One and two?
He's only missed like three games at the most. They're 2-6, and they won one of those without him.
They're 2-5.
Trying to say Lamar's not good?
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is don't act like they were world beaters with Lamar in there.
They were.
Their defense was still getting just ran all over.
They did get some defensive pieces back, too, as well, because they were very injured on defense to begin the season.
But that doesn't mean that they're going to go. It doesn't mean either one. Is it possible? Yeah, they are 2-5. You're right. They're 2-5, so they absolutely could go.
I think that's what Allie's question was. Is it possible they're going to run?
It's possible, yeah. But then Dylan was like, oh, they could win 5 straight because Lamar's back.
They could.
But they could also lose like they were with Lamar. So it's none is given. And what is Lamar rusty? Is Lamar 100% Lamar? Because it was a hamstring. So I would say there is a possibility for both. I would not go to Vegas with either right now.
If you're going to do it, you have to win tonight. Is that fair?
Yeah.
If Baltimore is going to make a run at 2-5, you need to win and beat the 2-6 Dolphins tonight.
Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all saw it, but Dolphins had a good game last week.
Also,
Mike.
I don't know.
Too soon. Played too okay. soon.
I would tell soon. You though is that the AFC North is no one's running away with right now. So
fair enough.
The Lions signed Aiden Hutchinson to a 4-year, $180 million extension. $141 million of that is guaranteed.
Just sign the check and hand it to this guy. There's no doubt that there's no threat that he's going to like somehow stop working hard. I think the injury threat's there, but this was his injury last year is not ligaments, right? It was a broken leg. And so it's not like a soft tissue concern. I mean, I saw people talking about Myles Garrett. Bo, I'll ask you this. Is there any reason in the world you would ever get rid of a player like Aiden Hutchinson or Myles Garrett or any of these like top 5 elite edge rushers or let them walk? Because I can't think of one.
Yeah, if you got in a blank measuring contest with the player and his agent.
Yeah, Mike.
The Dallas, Micah. No. No, they're too valuable.
Too valuable. Look, like, what are you going to get? 2 picks back? And then that's a 40% chance anyway.
We used to live in a world where the two most important players were quarterback and left tackle. That is no longer the truth. It is now quarterback and an edge rusher if you have one. An elite edge rusher will change a defense. Look at the difference in just having the presence of a Micah Parsons has had on Dallas's defense.
Yeah. Let me ask you a follow-up question to what you just said. What's more important now, though, quarterback or head coach? Or what's harder to find?
I think if you ask a Falcons fan right now, they would tell you head coach, but I think it's quarterback.
It's tough.
I think it's always going to be – look, you don't have to be Andy Reid – X's or Bill Belichick X's and O's to be a great head coach in this league.
We just talked about John Harbaugh.
But he was a special teams guy coordinator before he got. But you have to understand. You have to be a great leader, and if you're going to be that guy, and you have to understand and be able to recognize guys underneath you that can do those things.
Agreed.
Well, coming up.
And find the quarterback.
Yeah.
Trey Young went down with a knee sprain. Not great. We're going to talk about that. And we've got him mic'd up on the way.
Yeah, there's obviously rivalry week for Georgia and Florida. I hope mm-hmm. I said that in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And we're going to make some decisions based on that. I've got some for Bo and some for Allie. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Yeah, 7:41 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass. And this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We do have mic'd up coming up momentarily. Sounds like it's going to be interesting.
It is. I've got 5 matchups in front of me, and we're going to talk about both of them in very interesting ways.
Okay. All right, we'll do that next. But Trae Young basically scared all the Hawks fans last night. Still not sure exactly what the outcome will be. He went down with a knee sprain, but the Hawks did win over the Nets 117 to 112.
This feels eerily similar to last year's Ronald Acuna injury, which this is not believed to be as serious as that. You know, where Ronald goes down between the bases 2 years ago, and you're like, dude, it's too early in the year for this.
Right.
And then we got bad news like a day later. That's not going to be what happens to Trae, but it's like, dude, we're so early in the season. We feel like we have a roster that can compete and finally make a run here and actually make some waves. You had a rough start to the year, just like the Braves did 2 years ago before Ronald had the knee issue.
This is one of those times I feel like we need to tell Dylan to knock on the wood because you're like, it's not going to be bad.
He didn't even hesitate. I just got that sick feeling in my stomach last night. And Bo and I were racing. He's like, oh, Trae just hurt his knee. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, I just immediately thought, okay. I think it's bad. Personally, I think it's bad. I hope I'm wrong. I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, dude, don't say
that. Where do you go? What do you do now? I mean, you're 5 games into this. You're 2-3. If it's bad, which I hope it's not, I'm absolutely hoping and praying it's not. But if it is, this was a very important year to the future of the franchise,
no
as
doubt.
Far as Trae Young is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you got an option. I get all that. I'm not asking that. What do you, as management? Now what do you do? Because you got some guys, you got a young core, but you also got some guys that aren't going to be here next year, most likely. I don't know what Porzingis' future is. You know, there's guys that you're like, okay, where do you go? Like, you don't own your own first draft pick, but you own, was it the Spurs, I think? Or not the Spurs, but the Pelicans, I think it is. And so you have a chance to, and I don't, that's not lottery protected, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Like, correct.
So you're going to have you could have a lottery pick. But I don't know. This is, that's what I started thinking of last night, because I was like, I think this is bad. What comes of this? And I'm worried. I'm worried.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, we're talking about, we're 3-4 as the Falcons. And Mike brought up what I thought was a fair question, and I acknowledge it as a fair question. I say, are you interested? Are you thinking about trading key players? Mm-hmm. Well, hell, if that's a relevant question at 3-4 in an NFL season, thinking about the fact that Trae Young might not play again this year, which we don't know. They said it, the ACL was fine, but they're still going to do an MRI, so that's hope. So when I hear him going out, that's a fair thought, I think.
I think that's hard to stomach. Real quick before we get mic'd up, is there any, like, state sports-wise that's in a worse position right now than what's going on in Louisiana? Like, I'm just – you're hearing the governor talk about how the AD's not going to hire the head coach at LSU. You look at what the Saints are going through, they're going to play Tyler Shuck and see what they've gotten him this weekend because they've only won one game. And then you talk about the situation with the Pelicans. I forgot how bad they got fleeced on that whole deal.
Yeah, he
stepped in and fleeced them, man.
And then I believe Zion got hurt last night too.
Oh, come on.
I don't think it was anything too bad, but I mean, it's just just an insult to injury. Zion goes out again.
Hey, 2022 called. It wants his headline back. What are we doing?
I don't love it, but
I know.
You know what I mean.
The debacle at LSU. So basically the governor, if you've kept up with the story, which I know we have. But my conclusion is the governor fired Brian Kelly, and now the governor has proclaimed he's hiring the new coach. I think it was Stuart Mandel. I can't remember who tweeted it. One college football writer. It could have been Bruce Feldman. I'm just not sure. Don't quote me. But said that he had talked to a prominent coach, and it was like, hey, if there's not one vision, it ain't gonna work. If everybody's on the same page, Kirk Cousins actually said the exact same thing when he signed here,
yeah.
Ironically enough.
I think he said they're hiring a committee, I think is what he said.
Yeah, but the quote from the guy I'm saying was like, if it's not one vision and one person that's leading the vision, as from the top,
yeah,
we're in trouble. And that the governor said he's hiring a committee that he's going to be a part of, and that basically he worded it. The way it sounded was he has ultimate – he's basically Arthur Blank is the way he worded it.
Yeah, he did.
Basically, he said, hey, I've got so many people in this room that are helping me.
I'm going to bring in Rich McKay.
And then
but
I'm the guy that gets to make the decision after I get all of their input. The governor shouldn't be making decisions on who runs the college football team.
Yeah.
All right? I'm sorry. I know it's a state-funded school, but – this ain't the Board of Education or whatever.
I got one more question for you because I know you listened to that whole cut. I got one more question before we get it mic'd up. I feel like this absolutely rules out Lane Kiffin. Did you hear him talk about the fact that they all have the same agent? He's talking about Jimmy Sexton. Mm. And he's like, these guys are all represented by the same people. Dylan, you got that cut? He's like, dude, they are all absolutely represented by the same people. And, you know, something has to happen with the NCAA. And I'm going, okay, well, it doesn't sound like you're calling Jimmy Sexton.
You need to start looking at who represents all these people, like these agents. You know what's interesting? Woodard's agent, Kelly's agent, the Texas A&M, they're all the same agent. Like, this is ridiculous. Lawyers would be disbarred for the way these agents act.
Yeah, and then he said, go Tiger.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, Ed Orgeron chimed in yesterday in Jacksonville, too, and he's like, I'll take the job. I'll put my shirt on right now.
Of people talking about why Ed Orgeron had to leave LSU yesterday, and I'm not even going to say it on air, but
I'll say
pretty
it.
Interesting.
Everybody knows. It's out there. He basically hit on an higher-up's pregnant wife at a gas station. Well, that's...
Hit on wasn't what I was reading. I'm just throwing that out there.
I am not going to confirm or deny an alleged allegation, but it is very well known that there was of he Ed Orgeron is now single. He was not when he started as LSU coach.
That's exactly what okay? I'm alluding to.
He when he's not spending his time running shirtless down the streets of Destin, Florida, you know, I'm gonna tell Ed something right now. Ed, if you're listening, I know you're not, but if you're listening, here's what you need to do. You need to not you don't need to be head coach anymore. Just do what you do best. Get to go have fun with or without co-eds and be an assistant coach somewhere and recruit. Okay.
I had a buddy that played at Ole Miss under Ed Orgeron, and he said that one time that Ed Orgeron walked in after practice, ripped his shirt off, and challenged two of their players to a fight in the middle of the locker room. Step in the middle of it. I'm gonna beat you. Like he said that actually happened. But yeah, I mean I'm with you.
That's the most believable thing. That's like saying Rusty's gonna come in here with a Georgia polo and talk about Bojangles, all right? No kidding, dude.
I just love the quote. We're going to get mic'd up where Ed Orgeron's like, you going to pay me $27 million to go away? Which door you want me to use?
Go Tiger.
And as always, mic'd up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right, guys, we got five interesting matchups. I'm not going to say these are five top matchups this weekend, but five of the most interesting matchups coming up this weekend in college football. So I have one question that I'm going to ask you guys for each of these matchups. All right? Is that cool? You guys ready to step up to the plate? Bo, don't think too hard about
it. I'm kind of confused on what we're doing here. Let's go to Allie first so I get the format.
Okay. Here we go. Vanderbilt faces off with Texas in Austin.
Okay.
Okay? Bo, I'll start with you on this one. When it's all said and done, which of these quarterbacks, and I know that Archie might not play, which of these quarterbacks will have had a better college tenure? Archie Manning or Diego Pavia?
Well, I believe it's Arch Manning.
Arch.
And I'm going to go with Diego Pavia because he's done it at multiple schools. He's also come out of nowhere and been a surprise, like, player that's changed a little bit of college football. Even the way some teams are building their offenses by going and signing him and then signing his coach to get him. Arch Manning could, at the end of the day, be someone who didn't live up to the hype.
Okay. Allie. Vanderbilt against Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Which state, Tennessee or Texas, has better musicians?
Oh.
Which state has better musicians?
Oh, that's so difficult.
I mean, we're talking about George Strait coming out of Texas.
Just a whole different world.
It's a whole different ballgame in terms of their country music and everything else they have going on there. Which state has better musicians?
Tennessee.
Okay. Fair enough.
There's
a lot of good musicians coming out of Texas.
Can I just chime in?
Cody Johnson right now, really hot.
Can I chime in just one thing?
Not like that.
The difference is they actually come from Texas. They just moved to Tennessee.
Well, that's why I said you got to talk about the ones that are actually – because I think that Georgia would have a conversation with that.
Everybody knows Bob Wills is still the king.
Texas music is just different from Tennessee.
That's true.
Hold right there because we'll get back to that in just a minute. All right. Penn State against Ohio State. Bo, which one of these has a better home environment? Penn State or Ohio State? Which one has a better home environment?
This is tough because I think they're both phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's the difference for me is most of the time, not all, but most of the times, I'm pretty sure Ohio State lost to Michigan in Columbus last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
But most of the time, top teams go to Columbus and lose.
That's a good point.
They don't necessarily do that at the but the whiteout at Penn State's like no other.
It is sick. Allie, which one of these teams has better uniforms? Very basic, very classic. Which one, Penn State or Ohio State, has better uniforms?
Oh, my mother will kill me if I say Penn State. I have to say Ohio State.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, I love Penn State's uniforms, dude. So basic,
that's
but so
classic.
That's
because they look just like Alabama's, but a different color and without
a
number.
Your team wore actual gator skin print a couple of years ago. I don't want to hear one word from across
this table.
Did
you see Miami's absolutely camo horrendous uniforms last week?
I'm not talking about Miami right now. I'm talking about you. All right, let's go South Carolina Ole Miss. And Allie, we'll start with you on this one. Which one would you rather tailgate at, the Grove or the Cockaboose? Would you rather tailgate at the Grove?
I'm going with the Cockaboose, man. I'm going with the Cockaboose. That's a story.
You're like, I don't need a sundress in this open grassland. Give me the Cockaboose in the train.
I'll go to Buckhead if I want to do that.
Hey, Bo, we'll talk about South Carolina Ole Miss. Which one of these teams is more likely to be without their current head coach on January 1st?
Ole Miss.
January 1st.
Ole Miss.
Okay.
Ole Miss.
All right.
Ole Miss. I mean, why, do I
you think that he's going to leave before January 1st?
Yeah, I think they'll be eliminated before January 1st.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's go to Oklahoma, Tennessee. Bo, we'll start with you on this one. Better head coach, Bob Stoops or Phil Fulmer? Which one of those had a better tenure at their university? Bob Stoops, Phil Fulmer?
I'm going to say Bob Stoops. Okay. Look at Bob Stoops' tenure there. They both won one national title.
Yep.
Stoops played for multiple. Fulmer, I don't believe, did.
I think he played for one as well.
He won one. He didn't play for multiple.
Okay.
That I remember.
Oh, you're talking about playing in multiple national title games as
yes.
a coach. Okay, I got you. I thought you meant as a player.
Stoops got to pick his leaving, and Fulmer was sent to the door. One of which had a federal investigation about him. The other didn't.
Yeah, he did. All right, Allie, Oklahoma against Tennessee. Better music catalog, Toby Keith or Kenny Chesney?
Oh.
Toby Keith or Kenny Chesney?
Oh. I mean.
Better music catalog. Red Solo Cup.
Yeah, I think I'm more
should have been a cowboy.
I do think I'm more of a Toby girl than I am a Kenny girl.
I like Kenny.
American
Kenny's
born.
Kenny's gone a little too island, but. Which one?
Toby.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not see that one coming. All right. Then finally, we got Georgia against Florida. And Allie, I'll start with you on this one. Which state has better beaches? Would you rather go to the beach in Georgia or would you rather go to the beach in Florida?
Oh, of course it's Florida. I would rather go.
There's a lot more options in Florida.
I know.
There's no options here for real.
The whole state.
Some people are Georgia beach people.
There's some Georgia
beach people. Remember we talked about this before where I was like, man, it feels like everybody from here either goes to, like I guess Hilton Head would be one of them, but also St. Simons. Or you go to 38 Destin. I feel like those are the two.
There's Tybee. A lot of people go to Tybee Island.
Well, you're not going to get clear water in Georgia. You got to go south.
That's true. All right, Bo, and then we'll finish with you on this one. Pick one of these players. Herschel Walker or Tim Tebow? Herschel Walker.
The face he made.
Look on his face is like,
I love both of them. I love both of them, man.
That's not an answer.
Look, I'm going to go with Tebow. Two titles. Got the Heisman SEC rushing record for touchdowns at one point. Broke Herschel's record. Dude, he's married. He married Miss World or something.
So was Herschel Walker.
So did he marry Miss World too?
I don't know.
Herschel's one of the coolest.
He ran for office.
I remember.
Does that count?
Yeah, I've gotten a pleasure to talk to Herschel never talked to Tebow, but numerous occasions I've interacted with Herschel, met him, hung. You know, he's awesome, dude. Yeah, he's a good cool, dude.
All right, that's mic'd up. Thanks for playing.
Speaking of Georgia, Florida, the Rusty Mansell will join us next to talk all about it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.